Hello, good people. Welcome to Nerd vs. Noob. I am the Nerd, and I am joined this week by the lovely, the charming, the ginger, Stacey Gavin.
Hi.
As well as the charming rogue that is Spanky.
Hello.
Right, this week the movie was Ghostbusters. So before we start, if you haven't seen this movie, then spoiler alert. And hearing us answer questions about it might not make a fuck ton of sense to some people. So think of this more as an accompaniment rather than a review. But hey, if you want to listen to us and aren't really worried of us spoiling the movie, then we're going to help you out with a plot. So what would you guys say is the plot of this movie?
I think the plot of this movie is 4 intelligent kick-ass chicks save the world from ghosts.
Right.
That end.
Yeah, pretty much.
So maybe in a longer version, we've got Melissa McCarthy and Kristen Wiig is probably the two main characters in it. They were formerly friends but now sort of split up a bit. They come back together through a few circumstances because Melissa McCarthy and her friend, who's Kate McKinnon's Gillian Holtzman, they basically are really into the paranormal stuff. Kristen Wiig's character's gone away from it. They come back and then they discover that somebody's letting off ghosts around the New York City, and then they start making machinery to go catch those ghosts, making tools and stuff. They come across Leslie Jones's character, who plays a what?
She works on the subway.
Yeah,
she works as a ticket thing in the subway.
Yeah. So she's the knows the city. The three are the smart girls. They track down an evil guy named Rowan who's letting off these ghosts. Chris Hemsworth stars in it as a dumb, dopey secretary that's part of their group. And then eventually the ghosts will get out and start terrorizing New York, even though the government's trying to shut them down and trying to pretend like they're full of shit. And that's pretty much the plot of the movie. They save the day. We've got the original Ghostbusters pop up as cameos, so That's the movie. Out of 10,000, what would you give it, Stacey?
I'd give it 7,623.
Oh, that's a good score. What about you, Spanky?
5,997.
So not quite a 6 out of 10. Okay, yeah, that's good. Oh, I'm probably more along Spanky's lines. I'm going to be nice and go 6,001 out of 10,000. I think it just made it over a 6.
Come on, guys. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but it wasn't that good, so we'll get into it while we review this movie. We've got probably a lot to say about it. So anyway, as there's 3 of us this week, rather than asking each other 10 questions each, we're going to start with an all-play question, and we're going to have an all-play question at the end. But we're going to mix up these rounds, so we'll have an all-play question, where all 3 of us answer one, and then each of us is going to take turns asking the other 2-3 questions, and we'll go around twice doing that, and then, yeah, as I said, finish on that all-play question. So the first all-play question, and Spanky, I'm going to get you to answer this first, is which character in this film clearly needs to get laid?
It's definitely Kristen Wiig's character, Erin Gilbert. She was all over Chris Hemsworth like a rash. and I mean, that woman just needs some booty. That's just putting it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A solid answer.
I agree with that, but in addition to that, I think Kevin... I think poor Kevin. He's such a dumbass. But you know,
come on, Kevin's getting some.
He's crushing pussy left, right, and centre.
It's not on film, but Kevin's crushing it.
Yeah, he's destroying vaginas. There's a long line of destroyed vaginas following that guy around.
Yes, that's probably true. Yeah. But I'm saying, in terms of the movie, like we're talking about the movie, which character, like maybe that could have happened.
Okay,
so I'm going to go with probably the other obvious answer, which is the bad guy, Rowan, is like just hates life and decides to destroy New York because he hates everybody, he hates humans, he hates everything, and he obviously needs to get laid.
Maybe had he been getting laid more regularly, there wouldn't have been a movie. There would be no plot.
That's true.
He would not be the villain.
That is absolutely true. So now I'm gonna start us off and I'm gonna ask you guys 3 questions. So the first question for you two is which character in the film would you most want to fight?
That's a really difficult question. I'm straight off the bat, I'm gonna say none of the girls, because they all have their own kick-ass qualities.
Yeah.
You know, from like their weapons designed to kill ghosts, right through to being either massive.
And you mean that in the most non-body shaming way possible?
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, like, just practically speaking, Kevin, no, he's too muscly. What were the minor characters? Far out. You know who I'd love to fight is that witch, the bitch who works for the mayor's office, who was always trying to shut them down.
There we go. Brunette.
That's legit.
Actually, she is someone who probably needs to get laid.
Doubling up on your answers there, Stacey. What about you, Spang?
It just came to me.
Book it. Madison Square Garden, Spanky vs. Patty.
Lacey Jones!
We're gender bending this because I think she can take me. I think she could take me and the crowd would love that fight. That's not an undercard, man. That's a main event.
Shit, they would be fucking cheering in their seats to watch her kick the shit out of any of us. But good on you, Spanky, for taking it. That's an awesome answer. Okay, so I specifically picked this question because there's so much shit flying around on the internet about this. What did you two think of the casting?
I thought it was exceptional. I really enjoyed the cast. I thought that the four female leads were very good actors, whatever you want to call
actresses,
them.
Yeah.
They were funny, they had good timing, they do.
Yes.
There are better people out there for those roles. Yeah. Just to be honest with you, I could
name some.
I could substitute. I reckon Amy Schumer would do a better job than Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah,
just straight up, like much more dry humor, and you know, like Melissa McCarthy was too, touchy feely or something. With it, she wasn't as edgy as she could have been. I think you need a more edgy character. And then none of them had that. The Bill Murray or Dan Aykroyd from the original, none of them had that same edginess.
Kate McKinnon had edginess. She brought a really interesting
insanity, man.
But she
didn't have a big enough role to show it. So the two leads were Melissa McCarthy and Kirsten Wiig, and neither of them had any edge to them at all. They were like a spork. That's what they were like. They were like a few little pointy bits, but mostly a round-edged, non-edgy implement with which to only adequately poke my food with.
Okay, I'd just like to point out that I don't think females need to be edgy because that's what they bring to the story in general. They bring something a little bit...
Sweet.
A little bit sweet.
It's sort of funny that question sort of leads on to this, and I think I know your answer, Spanky, is which character do you think was most underdeveloped?
It's definitely got to be...
Kate McKinnon's character?
Kate McKinnon's character. The Egon substitute, definitely. You know, she just did all this amazing shit at making weapons and stuff like that. She just turned up, so there was no backstory. Kirsten Wiig had backstory, and Melissa McCarthy had backstory, and then she just turns up.
Yeah.
Okay. She's a particle physicist, and she's crazy. All right, well, we'll just take that all on face value. There was just nothing there to... There was more. She could have been more than what they made her.
Mm. What do you think, noob?
The villain, Rowan, completely underdeveloped. He had almost no motive except for the fact he's never been laid, probably. As to why he's
definitely never been laid.
Let's not say probably.
Let's delete the property. That guy probably has no idea what the vagina feels like, aside from the one that birthed him.
Exactly. So that's my point. So this whole movie, all of this is developed around a weak, pathetic
underdeveloped
of a male.
We pretty much had to fill in the blanks on that guy's a villain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so he needed way more motive, in my opinion.
True. Sweet as. Spanky, we're going to throw it over to you now to ask three questions of me and the noob.
All right, okay. So my first question, first cab off the rank, is rename this movie.
That is a tough one, because throughout the movie, it's like they were trying to rename it, like they didn't want to be called the Ghostbusters. You know, they tried to be called other things.
Because that's what I'm thinking, not the original Ghostbusters. I can't remember the name they had in the...
The something or other for...
Center for whatever, I'm not going to use any of the terms I've seen on the internet because they're so sexist, but I'm just going to leave with Busting Ghosts. And then that way it's a kind of sequel, it's kind of a reboot, which kind of is Busting Ghosts rather than Ghostbusters.
Yeah, like it's not Busty. Supposed to be hard. Come on, guys.
Sorry, I can't. Ghostbusters is the best name for this movie.
Good answer.
Maybe a cop-out.
Okay, We'll move along. What deep philosophical debate arose within you while watching this movie.
I'm gonna jump in this because this is the first film where we've seen an entire female cast replace an entire male cast. And while I was watching this, I started thinking, what if they did Reservoir Dogs but with females?
Yes.
Like that was what I was thinking. I was like sitting there thinking like, and even if you took Tarantino out of it, if they got a female director, female all cast, did a Reservoir Dogs style story where we've got, you know, what, six like gangsters strolling around Robin Bank or whatever, and still like, you know, a bit of a ball episode, and that most of that movie is set entirely within that factory.
Yes, yeah.
Whether that would work. That was my deep philosophical debate. And it caused me to miss about 15 minutes of the movie. So,
well, wow.
Yeah, that was my deep philosophical debate. I think it's possible. I think anything's possible. But that was, yeah, what I was having an ongoing discussion with myself. I think every single nerd in the world would go fucking crazy if they tried to remake Reservoir Dogs. But
I'd do it. I think do it.
What was yours?
It's tricky trying to figure out how to frame this. It was probably more about the internet. The internet, with quote marks.
Those happy guys.
Those people out there and their opinions about this movie, in particular in relation to the fact that it is an all-female cast, yeah. You know. My first thing was, fuck yeah, this is awesome, we've got an amazing female cast, and the dumb receptionist is a guy? Like, as a female, you guys don't even understand what that means, but that is just so, so commonplace, you know, for the dumb females to be in movies, da da da. Anyway, so that wasn't the philosophical debate. That was just so fucking obvious to me. It's about time somebody made a movie with that kind of character paradigm going on. So my debate was with these people who don't like this movie must be all male. And they just don't like the fact that now someone suddenly made a mainstream movie, whether you liked it or not, that has this content in it.
So you think a lot of the full-blown hate is just because it's females?
Yep.
It's females taking and over.
Guys can't handle it.
Yeah.
And
yeah, okay.
Because based on the reviews and comments that we have read about this movie, they just basically didn't even watch it. Some of the comments have nothing to do with anything that's in the movie. So that was my philosophical thing.
Right. Okay. Wow, pretty deep. Heavy there, people. So we're just lighting the mood up a little bit now. Yes, with Kanye West just turned up at your house. And what prop from the film do you use to get rid of him? And I thought, you know, come on, there's some good props in this film.
Oh, there's so many good ones.
There are some good props and weapons and characters.
I'd love, there's like three that spring to mind that I love to use, but I'm going to have to pick my favourite. It's going to be that device that Levi Jones' character Patty uses, where it's like that suction-y thingy where it sucks you in and then blows you out in a million different pieces out the back.
Oh, the shredder.
Yeah. Kanye West just shows up. Yo, dog! That shit cray! I'd be like, fuck you. You think that shit's cray? Check this shit out, bro. And boom, gone. Okay, see you later, Kanye.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Okay. All right.
What would yours?
I'm going to go with Swiss Army Knife.
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
That's ruthless.
The reason being, he is so full of...
You like to get in there close,
don't you? He is so full of hot air. He would just burst and like, you know, just like that, ghosted.
That's a great answer, Stacey. At one point, there's a giant ghost. It's the Stay Puft Man, and he's full of hot air, and... despite all their guns and weapons, it's Kristen Wiig coming to save the day with a fucking Swiss Army knife that she got given by Kate McKinnon. It was quite cool. Yeah, so that's where that answer comes from. Cool. Stacey, three questions for us.
This is a total change of topic here, but which character would have been better if they were a dog?
They're all pretty integral, that's all, you know? Like, how do you replace one of them with the dog?
Go for one of the female leads, because, you know, you clearly don't think that they all needed to be there.
Melissa McCarthy is a French bulldog. Sort of like the one, sort of talking dog, the same thing from Men in Black.
That pug Frank.
Exactly, French bulldog, Melissa McCarthy, talking. Yeah. Yep, there we go.
And do you think
astrophysicists all the same shit?
Do you think that dog could have been Kevin's pet, my cat?
My cat, yeah. It was probably the funniest joke in the movie, actually. Kevin having a dog that's name was My Cat, and he asked if he can bring in his cat. Can I bring in my cat? Michael Head. I'm going to go with... because Ms. McCarthy is a great answer. And I wouldn't probably want to replace the dogs. I reckon the mayor... I wouldn't mind if they suddenly had a dog as a mayor of New York City. You know, if you're going full-blown crazy, why not have Andy Garcia? Screw him. Let's have Mayor... Captain Meowenstein mayor of the fucking... I don't even have an answer to that.
That's an exceptional answer because I actually think that Andy Garcia is one of those actors you could replace with an animal.
Yeah.
And
a talking dog.
Second of all, the fact that based on US politics at the moment and who gets elected into positions of power, could be an pet animal.
It's not the first time that an animal has been elected mayor in this world. They've elected a monkey mayor over in England or something like that. So, I'm going with a dog. A talking dog.
Okay. So, how would you incorporate Nicolas Cage into this movie?
Jesus Christ, that's already crazy enough. Nicolas Cage would probably make a great assistant to the bad guy. As the bad guy, if you thought the bad guy was so much of a low-life loser that couldn't get laid, and then you saw Nicolas Cage, you'd be like, no, wait, there's worse out there. Just,
yes, I would.
They should totally have done a Nicolas Cage-esque ghost. And he should have been the one that came up at the rock concert. I'm thinking long hair Cage.
you know, one of those horrible wigs.
Yeah, that's it. One of those horrible long hair Cage wigs.
Con Air
hair. So a Con Air head Nicolas Cage ghost demon with wings. Yeah, that's how I incorporate Nicolas Cage into the film.
Are you sure that wasn't actually Nicolas Cage doing that in the film?
Could have been.
No, it looked like the girl had more hair.
Alrighty then. This may be a tricky one, I don't know. It's a bit different. What was the most clunky part of dialogue?
It was supposed to be played off for laughs, but I thought the bit where they were like, let's go, no, you let's go, no, sorry, you're going to say it and all that sort of stuff. I was like, oh, that kind of, there's a few, funny scenes that I thought this doesn't play well. That was the one to me, and probably because it was in the trailer that I was like, yeah, you know, yeah. That was my clunky part of dialogue. What do you reckon, Spinny?
All of the technical physics stuff. Just putting it out there, just forced and not very natural. They just did not seem comfortable with being... They were not very plausible scientists.
Yeah.
So just putting it out there, all of that stuff. Maybe with the exception of Kate McKinnon's character, comfortable with the technical dialogue, but I think Kirsten Wiig and Melissa McCarthy struggled to deliver the technical stuff with conviction, which was quite critical to the film, probably why I didn't like them so much.
Sweet. Good point.
So is that you done for three?
Three.
Okay, yep. So getting on to this, and I picked this specifically for you, Spanky. How many arseholes were there in the theatre at the screening of the movie?
Oh, fuck. At least one hipster who decided to show his girlfriend in the row in front of us, movies of his band on YouTube, in the middle of, or at least through the start of the movie, So at least one massive asshole.
It got to the point where Spanky very politely leaned over and said to the guy, excuse me, do you mind stopping that? It's distracting. I mean, he said, is it distracting you? And Spanky said, yeah, it's distracting me. And he said, that's fine. Can you please put on your shoes?
Which had zero relevance.
Zero relevance. The funny part about that was I'd actually taken my shoes off and had my feet on the chair. And he must have swung around and saw my little tootsies hanging out in front. They're Spanky's. So I'm going to get this guy. So anyway... So at least one arsehole. He was an arsehole. He was straight up.
Yeah, that was distracting. Are you going to
agree with that answer?
Given there were only, I don't know, maybe six other people in the theatre, it's quite a tricky question. I'm going to go with the staff member who checked our tickets as we were walking in. He wasn't a pure asshole. He was just a dumb ass, you know.
Yeah.
He was the one who told us.
You're in theatre number 5. That's Spanish for 5, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Shut up. Just ripped my fucking ticket, and and let me go into, I don't need your fucking witticism.
Yep, yep, yep.
It's like he was giving us this look of, oh, I've got nothing better to do on your Saturday night than go see Ghostbusters. You fucking work here! You fucking work at this place!
Exactly.
Yeah, that was a good one. Okay, which character in the movie would you pick first for your soccer team?
Yeah, man, Kevin. Kevin. Kevin first.
Pretty dumb, though.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, that dude.
He was pretty ripped.
Did you not see what he'd, like, lifting shit up and blah, blah, blah? He's an athlete, man.
He was the ghost.
He might not be, a mathlete, man, but that dude's an athlete.
Yeah. you do have four running straight up the middle of your field and blasting a ball from fucking 100 metres out, probably. Yeah. Who would you go with?
I'm going to go with Kate McKinnon's character, Jillian.
You reckon she had moves, do you?
Yeah, I think she was probably the most athletic out of the group, so to speak. And she was pretty smart. And she was feral. Like, she'd be, like, she'd get amongst it. And she would be very competitive on any sports team.
This isn't Beyond Thunderdome team. This is soccer team.
Yeah, still.
Get amongst it and fucking rip some dude's head off.
Oh, well, that's okay, because my second pick was Patty.
Patty would own it, man.
That's it.
Patty would make the best central, like, defender you could imagine, man. She would bop people the fuck out of the way.
My choice, Jillian. She'd be, like, mathematically working out the angles of the soccer ball and so on and so forth. And
I reckon she'd probably be too busy off fucking talking nonsense to no one. She was insane.
I'll just, like, put fucking Kevin out there, she wouldn't be able to pay attention to shit. You know what I mean? Right. Meanwhile, Patty's paying the bills.
Patty's just straight running through people. Okay, so the final question from myself, the nerd. How long would you two survive in this movie's world? And I'm going to say, when the ghosts attack, how long do you reckon you'd survive?
Yeah, man, right till the end of the movie, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly, because they're there to save us, right? So even if we were innocent bystanders, they would have totally saved our asses. We could have just been cruising around Times Square, chilling out.
When all that green shit started, like, coming up out of the building and stuff. Like, even before the ghosts were released, my ass is gone. Like, I'm fucking gone. I'm not even waiting till shit comes out of there. Like, oh, look, it's green. I'm gone. Like, I'm in New Jersey already.
Oh, man, I want to chuck, like, some bloody bubble bath under your door tonight and see how quickly you bolt out the window.
Out the window. That's it. I'm fucking gone. Running on a broken ankle, I'm telling you.
So, what about you, Stacey? Do you reckon you'd last very long in this movie's world with all the ghosts and all the craziness?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Particularly if I had those people around me, my friends. Like, if I was part of the Ghostbusters, I would have been sweet.
I reckon you easily would have fit into that group.
Thanks. I'm going to take that as a compliment, even though that's probably not how you mean it. Because those girls did not give a shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying about you. You don't give a shit.
And they just had their own idea about how the world was, and that was them. So, yeah.
Sweet. Cool. Well, that's me done. Now on to Spanky for his next three questions.
All right. Okay. So, we all know there's going to be a sequel, so... What's the tagline for the sequel?
I'm going to go with Ghostbusters 2, Ha Ha Haters, We're Back Again.
Yes, I love that. Nice. I love it. Nice. Yeah. I really can't think of anything. I don't know. I'm going with something like that too, but something more about, you know, about how girls here to kick ass again or something like that. I know that's a terrible tagline, but something along those lines.
Let's kick some ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can't believe I said that.
Yeah, thanks, Sam.
All right, okay, so my next question is, you have to make up an online dating name for one of the characters. Which character and what would it be?
I reckon Kristen Wiig Sleeps on the First would be a dating name. She would be over there to sleep with someone who's really hot in a heartbeat. Who would you reckon? I almost want to change my answer to, what was the bad guy's name again?
Rowan.
Like, please help. Like, that's his username.
I really need to like get
Rowan in the Deep.
Rowan in the Deep, that's a good one.
Yeah, good one.
7 minutes and Kevin. Come on, you guys.
I cannot think of a single thing. Like, my mind has just gone blank. I can't think of
Kevin Inches. There we go. There's my answer. Kevin Inches. That's his username, and it's just a photo of him.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would actually, with Kevin, it wouldn't matter what his username was at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
In terms of, uptake.
Right. Okay, last one from me. Which band or artist should have done the soundtrack to this movie?
I reckon
Beyonce. Like, there is no other person.
Damn it! That I was about to say her.
Other person more appropriate to do the soundtrack for this movie. Every single Beyonce song could have been in this movie.
And who runs the world, girls?
Yep, and it would have made
perfect. Damn it!
Just goes to show how awesome single ladies are when they don't have to hang around with douchebags all day. They can actually get quite a lot of shit done.
I've got no way I can top that answer, so I'm just going to concede that point to you. There's no
what?
Way. No, there's no way. Like, I was thinking, like, who's... I merely thought Rihanna, and then I was like, no, you need more girl power than that. And then I was like, Spice Girls, and I was like, who the fuck wants to listen to Spice Girls? No, Beyonce, you owned it. You can have that question.
Righto, people. This may be quite challenging for you guys. I don't know how funny you found this movie. The question is, what was the funniest part of the movie?
I've already spoken about it. I reckon my funniest part was when Kevin, who we discover is an absolute dumbass, is sitting there and he says, is it okay if I bring my cat into work? And they go, no. It's... Oh, then Kristen Wiig is like, yeah, well, that's fine. And then Melissa McCarthy's like, I'm hyper allergic. And he goes, oh, it's cats. And he's like, oh, it's not a cat, it's a dog. And they're like, what the hell do you mean? He goes, I've called my dog Mike Hat. His name is Michael Hat. And they're like, you named your dog Michael Hat. And he's like, yes. And then they're like, oh, well, you probably can't bring him in anyway. And he goes, that's okay. He lives with my mum. So it wasn't even, like, he wasn't even going to bring it in. I liked that part. I did think that was quite funny.
Bill Murray's character going out the window.
Yeah.
Going out the window. Damn it. Being a total asshole. And Bill Murray's character going out the window because he had to see the ghost in real life. So.
Yeah.
Bill Murray's character turned out the window.
That was pretty cool.
It's nothing like a good Bill Murray death to get a laugh out of that.
Great Bill Murray. It was like the one in Zombieland. It was pretty good.
It's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was very clever. Trying to debunk them, they'll show him. Right. Has this movie changed your opinion on anything?
Not really. Like, I don't necessarily think any of those girls are funnier or less funnier as a result of the movie. I thought it was, like, as I said at the start, it was quite middling. So
on anything?
Nah, not really.
What?
The only thing that's really changed my opinion on this is how, like, angry the internet gets over just something.
Stupid shit.
You just don't need to get that angry. Like, they're remaking, it doesn't care, don't go see it, don't watch it, you know, like, there's a lot of other problems going out there in the world that could actually take your attention, rather than having a bloody mental fit about them remaking a movie. That's about the best I can give about an answer. What about you, Spanky?
Definitely don't think I can have a burrito for dinner and then eat popcorn afterwards.
Oh shit, how do I forget that?
That was my, in my opinion, I would have thought I could have handled the popcorn after the burrito, but definitely can't. Sat through this movie with a sore stomach because of too much popcorn and too much burrito.
Eating a burrito, yeah.
But done.
That was definitely cheat day for the next 7 weeks.
Okay. Alright, there's got to be something, because I know you guys.
Yeah.
What aspect of the film did you find similar to your life?
Just the straight-up struggle for recognition.
Yeah.
Just the straight-up struggle for recognition. You know, like, one part of the film was that these, you know, even after a whole heap of people seeing it and vouching for it and blah, 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 just... actually trying to get the world to believe something, even though people see it with their own eyes, is so hard. You know, the world's out to fucking, or people don't want to wake up from their rosy vision of reality. So to me, that aspect of the movie was the most like real life.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that was a running theme from the start, where she wasn't being recognized for tenure or anything through to the end there. Like, they were... It was a struggle to get recognition of all the good you do in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Sam?
I also agree with them in that fast food is bullshit. If you order a soup and the soup doesn't come with any wontons.
How many times
they ordered fast food and it showed up with a soup and there was like one prawn at the bottom, there was one wonton in. That's fucking real, man. Yeah. You order delivery food, they show up and they just rip you off.
That's right. Chicken Caesar salad with three bits of chicken in it.
Yeah, that's it. That's the food. You no idea why the hell you paid it for it. Yeah, that's what I recognise in this world.
See, there you go. I knew this movie really cut close to both of your lives.
Sweet as. So, to end it, we're going to have another All Play question, and I'm just going to go with, what sex scene are you disappointed not to get in this movie?
Because of the girl power theme in it, I'm thinking Kirsten Wiig and Kate McKinnon.
Damn it! That was going to be my answer.
Together. Yeah, that's it. I think that they would do better to find females, to be honest with you. Just obviously not getting the male recognition that they need. I think that they need to look inwards. So there you go, Kirsten Wiig, Kate McKinnon.
Which is funny because I read an interview with Kate McKinnon and she did say that she wanted this to be the first sort of mainstream on-screen lesbian relationship, and hence why she's sort of flirty with Kristen Wiig's character the entire movie, which is like a bit of a subplot type thing, but not really played out to any great extent, mostly because Kristen Wiig turns into a slobbery pile of mess as soon as she sees Chris Hemsworth's character. So what sex scene were you missing? Because I'll jump in and answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm disappointed not to see Kevin and what was in Patty. Because that would be two Amazonian-esque statues of people just going at it. At one point there, when they were dancing, I don't know if you guys noticed this, when they were all having a little dance, he started grinding up behind Patty, and she was like, no, Kevin, no, and walked off. I thought, fuck, man, how awesome would it be if those two went off and just banged? Because, like, Kristen Wiig, they could have, like, caused a bit of division in the group because, you know, two of them are sleeping together, and Kristen, I wouldn't say she was in love with, she was fucking infatuated with, like... What about you? What were you missing?
I do have an answer for this, but before I dive into it...
Let me guess, you and Kevin.
No, I would like to say, although that's a good idea.
Hey.
I would like to say I am pleased that none of the main lead females had sex with anyone in this movie, particularly Kevin, because it would have been very easy for them to have done that, but they didn't. And I'm going to go with the villain Rowan and... Nicolas Cage. Something had to be done to give that guy validity as a villain.
Well, that's great. So, I'm just imagining bloody that guy that played Rowan just balls deep in Nicolas Cage. It's something I never really wanted to think about, and I didn't have imagination at the present point in time.
You have.
Okay, so
I think we should wrap this up by saying. That I personally feel like the trailers were not that great for this film, but I think that on its own merits, based on, you know, if you're judging on what it is, it's one of those formulaic Hollywood kind of redos. Based on that, I think it was good. It was okay. They had good actors and, you know, there were funny bits, and you just take it for what it is, basically.
That's right. Yeah, straight to DVD. That's exactly
straight to DVD. So that's your wrap up on this movie, Spanky.
Straight to DVD.
But there's no point getting upset about it. No. It's like
there's enough bad shit going on in this world that we don't need to fucking get all upset about this, or, you know, anyway. Who cares? So yeah, that's the way we're gonna end it. So you enjoyed it?
Yes.
Would you watch this movie again?
No.
No. Okay. Spanky, enjoyed it. Probably want to watch it again.
Enjoyed the stretch. I didn't have anything else to do that night.
True.
There was popcorn. Look, straight to DVD is probably the call. Don't bother going to see it at the movies.
Sweet. So that's it for us. You can go to our Facebook page and you can vote on who you thought was the funniest, smartest, whoever's answers you liked the most. That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks and good night.